Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, did you get a car yet?
No, I did not.
Listen, if anybody's got a car.
I mean, we don't. I have a bike.
Katie needs a car, you guys. If somebody could just give Katie a car.
Yeah, if it's free.
We would love you forever.
Even if it's like an old school bus or something.
Please.
Oh, my God. I would have so much fun.
Volkswagen Bug. I don't know. We got to get you a car.
Gracious.
Her car crapped out, and she's sad.
Oh. I mean, thanks for throwing it out there. But also, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Not fine is Josh. He's sick of driving you around everywhere. So if you could get a car.
Gas prices
Josh
are high.
Wants Katie to get a car.
Yeah. So if anybody has a car for Katie, like even one of those like little mini school buses, that would be kind of fun.
Short bus.
Yeah, we'll get you a little mini school bus, and we'll put the Mix logo on the side, and you can drive around to all of our events.
Here's the thing.
You look so good.
Let's put that out there. If you want me to drive around your car with your logo on it,
is that what we're doing now?
I'll do that too. I mean, everything can be sold nowadays. So.
Even if it says like Fascinations on the side or Build-A-Bear.
We'll have
or
a good time with it. What? Like,
trying to think of
you
something else ridiculous.
And who else?
John Slaughterhouse.
Who else would you want behind that company name? Like someone who can talk, who has a way with words.
That's what we need.
I'll chat with everyone about your business. So, yeah, there we go.
Here comes Katie in the Hot Topic bus.
Let's float some ideas around. Why not?
So Josh says that something crazy happened at the gym yesterday. What was so crazy, buddy?
It was just a weird incident that I've never really seen before. I assumed that they were a couple because this girl was just ogling the dude. But they were both on the stair steppers, and there's multiple stair steppers at the gym that I go to, and I like to use that for my cardio. I like to climb the stairs because it's tough, and you get a pretty good leg workout in there as well. Well, I assume that her boyfriend is the one on the stair stepper just walking. He's got his head down. He's just in the zone. He's focusing. But yet his girlfriend is sitting next to him on the other stair stepper, just talking to him, looking at him, keeping him company, being a supportive girlfriend. But she's not using it at all. She is literally sitting there, kind of draped over it, just looking at him. And I was like, okay, maybe they're just talking for a little bit. No, this went on for about 40 minutes.
No.
And I'm using the free weights next to it, but I'm like kind of not really even doing my workout at this point because I had finished what I needed to do. And I was like, hey, want to get my cardio in. I want to go over there. And I've never seen a girl just sit there. She didn't use it one time. She just sat there talking to him, ogling him. And I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like, it was such an awkward situation. I was like, do you have no self-awareness to where you can just realize, hey, I'm not using this equipment. Maybe I should get up and get off, right?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I don't work out at the gym, so I don't know the protocol, but can you go up and ask someone, hey, I'm trying to use this machine.
Yeah,
can you get
totally
off it?
Yeah, you just got to be like, hey, are you using this? Can I hop on?
They just looked.
You could have just. I have a question though. Was he hot? Was it worth it?
Okay,
was
so like, I couldn't even tell. The funny thing is, he had his head down. He had his head down and his like hoodie hood over his head.
Oh,
like
okay.
I could not. It looked like a mysterious Sith Lord. I mean, like I couldn't see him at all.
If he was like a Riley Green looking guy, maybe I'd be sitting there staring up at
him
too. You know?
Okay,
like,
fair enough.
You can't
actually
help yourself there, but no, I didn't know if it was like if people.
Yeah, you're not
have,
supposed to
like,
rest on. Equipment.
You're not supposed to.
No, no. Using it and then move on, wipe it down and move on. So you probably could have just went over and said, hey, can I hop on this
but
real quick?
It seems uncomfortable, though. Like, I wouldn't want to approach
really
a couple. Like,
if it was the
was
other
one
way
person
around. Yeah, if it was the other way around, I would have told the dude, hey, get off. Like, let's. Are you using this thing? Respectfully. But it was the girl, and I felt awkward. I felt awkward about going to ask the young lady.
I would have totally felt awkward.
And it's
you would have just told her to get off,
can I hop
rocks
on this?
Yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. You just, hey, are you using that? Can we?
I don't know. It's the whole approaching a girl. Like, she could have looked at me and just been like, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, well, that's great. Can
that's
I use
great
the stair stepper?
I have a leg workout I need to get to. Yeah. So let's help each other out here.
Okay. Well, I mean,
one of the when I used to work at a gym. I worked at a gym for about 4 years. One of the best things that I ever saw at the gym was a guy that came in and hopped on one of the stationary bikes. And as he was on the stationary bike, he had a bag of McDonald's with him, and he was sitting there on the bike eating French fries.
No.
That was one of the best things I ever saw at the gym. The second one was a guy that came in a full suit and got on the treadmill and did some running in a full suit. And it was like he maybe worked at a business or a car dealership or something, and it was his break. and it was his time to come in and get a quick workout in on his lunch break. And he was straight up, dress shoes and all, was running on the treadmill.
He forgot his change of clothes.
Like, was all sweaty, and then he was like, gave me the peace sign, hey, I'm out, you know? And he bounced. Isn't that funny?
Like, record it for likes, or was this way before that?
Oh, this was way before. My Nokia. The guy was eating fries on the stationary bike, and the other guy in the suit. Around the treadmill.
We have a lot of denim workouts. Like, a lot of people work out in their jeans.
A lot of old guys that show up in jeans. And the tucked-in shirts.
The chafing has got to be. Never seen a full suit,
though. Listen, I want you to be a brave boy next time and be like, get your booty up, girl.
Well, if they do it again, absolutely. Yeah,
just get a squirt gun. That's what I do. Get some water.
It's like when your cat does something bad. You spray him in the face with water.
Exactly.
Time for a quick sports report. I got a little something before we hop on to Josh's stuff. It has to do with a sports bar. A piece of Colorado sports bar history is quietly disappearing this week. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Buffalo Wild Wings location in Arvada, which opened in 1994.
Yeah, I know that one.
Reportedly, the chain's first Colorado location has permanently closed its doors after more than three decades. I don't see any details as to why, but could be like many restaurant chains right now. It's been facing labor issues, food and operating costs, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I see that.
But that's sad. This story is talking about how it is part of what people are calling third places that are disappearing. Your third place is like your bar or your restaurant that you go to. So you've got your home.
Yeah.
You've got your work.
And then your third place.
And then your third place is your bar where you go in and everyone's like, hey, Katie's back.
There she is.
Cut her off. She's an alcoholic.
Get that lady's chicken wings ready.
Yeah. So they say a lot of these little third places are disappearing, even though this is like a major chain.
But it's still
your somebody's hometown local hangout spot, right?
Someone loves to just say B-dubs, right? Yeah. Like, that's it. They just like to say B-dubs. But this one surprises me. I've never heard of a Buffalo Wild Wings closing.
I know.
This one is a little
I've told
shocking.
You guys back in the day before kids and stuff, there was a B-dubs right next to our gym, and we would go from the gym with our gym group and go right to B-dubs and have Michelob Ultras and chicken wings. And there was a time where we were spending like $400 or $500 a month at that place.
Sure.
And we were like, we probably should reel in a little bit.
It's like a car payment.
We're spending. We probably should have went to this location here in Arvada. It would still be open, honestly. Yeah. But anyway, sad news for B-Dubs fans that have been going to this location since 1994.
Oh, man.
Sad.
Man, oh, man. Josh, what else is going on?
Well, we got a couple of housekeeping things here to get to. The Broncos, a couple days ago, finally made the finalized agreement with CDOT to purchase Burnham Yards. So that keeps everything on track to have their 2031 retractable roof. Brand new stadium there. Perfect sound for that. Go Broncos. The Avalanche announced that they are keeping head coach Jared Bednar, which is huge news for the Colorado Avalanche, as well as they're letting go of their general manager, Chris McFarland, who just signed with the Nashville Predators. So those two things.
Went to a different team, right?
Yes, those two things are important because they affect the Denver sports teams. Now, on to a story that is one of the wildest things you will ever hear. A dangerous situation happened at a youth baseball game in Kansas City yesterday that resulted in a lifetime suspension of the head coach, as well as a five-year suspension for the son. Apparently, this coach's son was the pitcher, and the coach instructed him to throw as hard as he could at the dugout, the opposing team's dugout, and it sounded a little something like this.
Are you kidding me? You people are nuts! Get him out of there!
Are you kidding me?
You people are nuts.
The you people are nuts took me out. That was so funny. But apparently some kind of scrum happened earlier in the game that fired up the coach so much that he instructed his son to go out there and not even throw at the batter, throw directly at the dugout.
What a loon.
That's crazy.
I have never heard anything like this. My dad was my youth baseball coach. I played youth baseball my entire childhood life. I had never seen anything like this. I think the, are you kidding me, is a very appropriate reaction, yeah, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I have never seen anything like this. He is completely banned. He'd have to move states if he wants to be a youth baseball coach again, as well as his son, because when his son, by the time 5 years is over,
he's going to be out of the Little League.
He's just
going to
be in normal sports. So, yeah.
He'll be one in of the Middle League.
He'll, yeah. One of the wildest stories I've heard all weekend.
Oh,
there is
goodness.
Your Mile High Sports Minute.
There you go, guys. You're up to date. You drink a lot of Keystone Light up in North Dakota?
Oh, it's like that and Busch Light.
Is that what it is?
Those two, yeah.
Busch. Well, Keystone Light is celebrating America's 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
With a 4th of July promotion that includes a weekend getaway in Florida, a backyard barbecue, and a World War II fighter plane flying overhead. And you can register to win that for about $250.
That's fun.
Only one person can book this experience, and it sounds like they'll have some fridges there. But it, unfortunately, it's going to be stocked with Keystone Light apple beer.
Oh, what?
Never mind, I don't want to go.
Yucky, yucky. Who's drinking that?
Only way they're going to get them to drink it. Ugh. That's why.
Details can be probably found at KeystoneLight.com, I would imagine. This big story is coming out of Scotland. There's a parakeet on the loose. I guess it's been terrorizing residents. And the main thing it's doing is, for some reason, it's attacking cars and causing thousands of dollars in damage. The pet is, I guess, targeting all the rubber components like window seals, windshield wipers, yada, yada, yada. Local residents are having to cover their vehicles with tarps. I'm looking here. I don't see why. Oh, they say some of these animals crave the fats or minerals in rubber.
Oh.
And some of them are just simply bored.
I was going to say birds be crazy. Like
birds be bored.
They are crazy, though. Like, when they dive bomb you, I don't know if you've ever. There's this Target over here, the underground parking.
Yeah.
I always get attacked by the birds in there. Like,
you got birds sitting in your pockets or something?
Birds are crazy. So,
anyway, I got a skiddly diddly do Scottish guy here talking about it.
Well, it'd be nice if it was caught humanely and taken away, and obviously it's domesticated bird, so somebody could look after it. Putting a cover in your car is the solution, but every time you go out, you've got to take the cover off, and it's not ideal. So now my car is so badly damaged, I'm not sure it could do any more damage, so I'm just leaving it until I need to change my car, and then I'll get it fixed, by which time it will be resolved, hopefully.
I will find you.
I could listen to him.
He's a cute little guy. Anyway, like, so that bird needs to be shot out of the sky with a BB gun.
Can you do the rest of the hype in that?
Please. Somebody take him out.
Take him down.
Braveheart.
Yeah, that was
Braveheart. Okay, one more thing for you. I've been noticing this if I'm perusing Facebook Marketplace. I feel like every other post has some sort of sexy model next to whatever is being sold. And
yeah,
it's working.
Like there's like a Jeep, you know. Yeah. I saw a Jeep on there with this like bikini model laying on it. I saw a bookcase with some like girl standing next to it. And I'm like, what kind of algorithm did I get onto here? You know, but it turns out, I guess people now are putting their products into AI and having AI put like bikini models next to everything that they're selling. And it's the sex sells strategy, right? So they're getting people to click on their items for sale if they put a hot blonde in a bikini standing next to your, you know, elliptical.
I do, right?
That you're like, trying to sell.
Think of the things you put on Facebook Marketplace.
I know. Then,
like an old pair of cowboy boots with a bikini model.
She'd be standing in them, right? In her little top.
Here's my ab lounger with a bikini
model. Yes, right. Like, an old blender, you know, an old toaster. So if you're seeing this on Marketplace, you're not on some sort of horny algorithm.
It's
just that people are trying to sell their stuff by using sex, essentially.
I mean, you can't hate on it.
You can't hate on it.
Since the beginning.
Have you ever been
time.
To that site where I don't know if it's an Instagram page or just a website, but it's people selling mirrors.
Oh, that's the best.
People trying to sell mirrors. Look it up later today.
Oh,
it's funny.
I can't wait.
People trying to sell mirrors, and it's great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, go check it out. All right, what's local?
I also can't wait for this new thing coming to Denver. It's a porch party. yeah, actually Porch Fest. It's a big deal, too. So Baker Neighborhood is where they're going to have the first one on October 3rd. And the plan is to block off several streets and then host bands, local vendors, and an estimated 5,000 to 10,000 people with the bands actually playing on people's front porches.
You know I love bands and local vendors.
Exactly. And so they do this in cities like Austin. I think San Francisco has one. So a gentleman who went to the one, I think, in San Francisco, he is from Colorado here, but Bradley Schwartz, he's a bass guitarist for a Denver band, 5 minutes out. So he played, it was in Atlanta, he played the Porch Fest. So he brought it to Denver. He's the one spearheading this whole thing. Hmm. And so they're hoping to have quite a few lined up for the year. But the very first one, October 3rd, how neat is that? I thought that that'd be fun for people to get into. Porch Fest 2026. You heard it here first. Okay, so
that sounds better than Local Vendor Fest.
I know. I think that it's fun.
Porch
like
Fest
it got my attention, and I want to see people jamming out on porch fronts, right?
Hells to the
Come on. I also want to see this Colorado ranch that's being sold. Architectural Magazine's editor, Bud Knapp was his name, and Bud and Betsy Knapp has owned Knapp Ranch for many, many years. This is up in Vail Valley, but it is for sale for the first time ever. It is $66.5 million for 284 acres of beautiful Colorado land. And what it is, because there's a main house and there's cabins set up and everything too, and it is gorgeous, but the big deal is the land that it sits on. I mean, hiking trails, biking trails, anything you can imagine. I mean, again, it is up there in Vail Valley, so you're going to get your money's worth if you buy this for $66.5 million.
Not bad.
Powerball's tonight. I know I'll be buying a ticket, and if I win, that's what I'm buying. That's what I'm buying.
What's the yearly taxes on that place?
I have no idea.
What's the address?
I have no idea. It's just Knapp Ranch is what it's called. Again, up there in Vail Valley, if you want to Google
K-N-A-P-P?
It. K-N-A-P-P Ranch. It is absolutely breathtaking and definitely worth taking a look, even if you can't afford that scratch. And the Taco Bell Cantina, you know, the one that opened at DIA.
DIA, yeah.
Right? So you can expect those different food items that they offer at the Cantina. They all highlight the slow roasted Cantina chicken. And then they have some upgraded premium products like pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage. And I know you'll like this, Jeremy. Proprietary sauce packets.
You got it out.
Third time's a charm. But don't get excited just yet because our airport doesn't have the alcoholic drinks available.
Why not?
Can't, calm your twisted freeze down. You can't get them just yet. They're hoping to get their liquor license by July. That's the big reason that you can't have the liquor out at the Cantina. I know. You do love Taco Bell, but you want that twisted freeze. But they will start slinging drinks in July when they get that license. Yay! There you go. That's your Mile High Hype. Okay.
There you go. Thank you, Katie. Good job wrapping that up.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie wants everybody to send some pictures in of Santa this morning.
Yes, please, 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 because I can't be the only one that has seen him multiple times now. So I was driving on I-25 northbound yesterday, and in between Arapahoe and Dry Creek down here, yes, that's the perfect music, there is a Santa decoration on the side of I-25. And I saw it the first day. It's the second time I've seen it now. The first time I saw it, I was actually stuck in traffic, and I tried to grab a picture, but I know I'm not supposed to be on my phone, so I didn't try that too long. But then I saw it again yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just gonna hang out there. Big guy didn't have enough time in December. Like, here he is again. Hanging out in the summertime, looking for the North Pole. Like, I am just like so excited. I don't know why it instantly put me in a good mood, but seeing Santa in the summer months, I was like, my dude. My dude.
Queasy 101 is freaking out right
now.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, we're
like,
supposed
ow!
To play Christmas music.
We beat him.
We beat you, Queasy.
Yeah, we did.
So what is it? It's just a decoration
it
then?
It is.
It's just...
And it's not an inflatable. It's like the metal kind of decoration.
Is this the one that goes on the roof?
Assembled?
Or like
a... Yeah. So it's like the metal assembly decoration.
Why is this out right now?
With the Santa, you know...
And he's right side, like he's standing.
He's on his side. He's had a little too much much eggnog for sure, but it's just so funny. It is just such a sight to see in June in Denver, Colorado, a big Santa decoration on the side of the road of I-25. So if that is part of your traveling today,
do
if
we
you're
want
making
pictures?
Your way, I want to see it. If you can snap a picture carefully, someone in the car with you can take the picture. I would love it. Send it to the text line because that will make me laugh so hard.
It's Santa Watch in June. Yes. Santa Watch 2026. Yeah, anybody driving in that area, if you can get a snapshot of Santa, we'll post all of these on our Facebook this morning.
What was that area again, Katie?
Yeah, tell us the
streets. Northbound I-25 in between Dry Creek and Arapahoe is where you're going to see the big guy.
Is it a business? Is it a house?
No, it's on I-25.
Just right on I-25.
Just northbound I-25 on the side, on the shoulder, the left.
Just hanging out.
On your left, if you're going northbound, it's going to be right there.
No, it's ho-ho-ho. There you go.
Ho-ho-ho. Distracted driving with JKJ.
Please be safe.
And if you send pictures of reindeer, well, we may have a prize for you. I don't know. That's a feat.
Katie, you missed out.
What's that?
You missed out because you weren't in the studio and it was quiet and I was eating an apple.
It was crunchy.
That's about halfway through that biatch, and I looked over at Josh and I go, hey, I apologize. This is probably one of the loudest foods you can eat.
Pretty sure some of it squirted onto my face, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
He was into it, though. Yeah, I was just sitting here just crunching away on a big old Honeycrisp from Costco, and I was like, man, this is the loudest food you can eat with somebody else. I was almost disgusting myself out. I was like,
I didn't say anything.
I just apologize. I was like, I'm sorry.
Hey, you're getting your fruits in.
I guess. You getting know? My fiber in.
That's right.
Getting my fibers in.
Fiber's about as annoying as protein right now, isn't it? Like, he just needs, I had no idea it was so important.
Yeah. Really?
Getting
you?
My fiber in.
I have no idea.
You know why I'm getting my fiber in?
Why?
I'm going to tell you a little story really quick.
Okay.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I just been feeling off. And yeah. I think it's menopause, all right? I think it's just menopause. I'm just off. And doc is like, hey, bro, let's run some blood tests. I mean, you just did your physical about 6 months ago. He's like, but let's just recheck some stuff. He's like, I'm going to add some things to it.
Oh.
Just to see if we can pinpoint why you've just been a little funky, you know? Not sleeping good, and we talked about low T and all that, and I'm like, hey, when does that start? Yeah. And he's like, well, now. And I said the S word out loud at my doctor. I was like, S. So anyway, he's going to run a bunch of tests on me, which is funny to me. He's running a whole STD test on me.
Uh-oh. Should not laugh as hard at that.
Oh, I'm laughing at it because I laughed in the doctor's office. He's like, you got syphilis or HIV? And I was like, what?
I hope not.
I mean, you know, legitimate questions because I've just been fatigued and off. Yes, okay, well, that's fine. I go, hey, man, I've been with my wife for like 25 years. I was like, the risk is low. I go, unless she's, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, when I'm not home. But I found that part incredibly funny. So anyway, so he does his thing. He's clicking away on his laptop, you know, initiating all these tests and everything that he wants done on me. And then I go to a separate room where the lady draws the blood. Sweet little old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's just the sweetest. I've seen her before. And we're in there just chit-chatting. She's like, okay, we're going to do this test and this test. And she's just kind of going through everything. She's like, oh, I need this many vials of blood. She goes, oh, and then did he tell you that he needs a stool sample?
Oh. You can't just do that on command. Like,
I'm like, is that where the syphilis is? Is that where you would find the syphilis?
So you have to take that home, right? That's a home sample.
Well, I panicked in the moment.
No, did you? You're like right there.
Because I was like, I'm at the doctor's office. You're I don't think I'm going to go down the hall and do that and bring you back like a turd on a napkin or something. I don't know how it works. What is that? Do they hold a Ziploc bag under me? Or like, how does that work?
On a cocktail napkin? What do you mean?
No, you'd need a brawny paper towel.
Heavy duty napkin.
And
right
I was
there.
Like, it was funny too because I kind of had just a stomachache yesterday too, like just nerves, you know, and all that.
This one's
and
I'm gonna like, be runny, doc.
And I was like, this is probably not the best time to get a.
It it's not stool.
I have had a lot of apples in the morning. I eat a lot of apples.
My fiber intake
is exquisite. I had a slight panic in the moment. Like, I'm going to destroy that bathroom because it's not going to be good, and I don't know how to collect it when it's watery.
It's on my hands.
They
it's
just
everywhere.
Look at it.
Help!
Sir, you're dying.
And the doc would come in and be like, yep, you got the syphilis.
He slips on it.
So anyway, no, she hands me this thing that they call the, like, I think they call it the hat or something like that. And it looks like a hat. It looks like it's got a wide brim on it and like a hole. It looks like a cowboy hat. And you apparently put that on the toilet at home, thank God. And you go in the hat and it collects it. And then she proceeds to tell me, she's like, I'll just, she give me a cup. Like a, almost like a urinalysis cup.
Yeah,
yeah. She's like, we just need to fill it up to here. It's not much. She's like, just, when you're at home, use a spoon and just spoon it in. Spoon it in?
Like ice cream.
Spoon?
I had no idea.
Am I going to use like one of our spoons from our silverware drawer?
Not
I
need the a good silver.
No, I'm going to use a spatula or something.
You better use a plastic spoon.
I think I'll probably use it.
You know what I mean?
But then it's like, then it's in the hat.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? You don't. You only need a little bit.
Leave it for your son or something.
I should just leave it for Nick.
Yep. Leave it.
Leave the hat in the bowl.
In the bowl. Close the lid.
Surprise. Yeah, that.
I guess you just walk it out to the trash can or something on the side of the house and just plop it in, huh?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So
you know?
Anyway, I had to tell my wife and children about this last night at dinner, which made for a great dinner conversation. I honestly don't even know what they were looking for with that. Maybe somebody can tell me that's a doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently they need a little some Jer poo.
A sample.
Little poo bear. Jer bear. Poo bear. And it was funny because, I mean, it is truly like a half an inch that they need. And the cups, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, 2-3 inches tall. And I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to fill this thing to the
what
brim.
What if you did?
Like, I'm going to fill it all the way up.
What if you just handed it like, Jer did good.
Stuffed.
Yeah. And I'm like cranking the cap on and it's coming out the sides. You know what the funny thing is, too? After I do it, I have to put it in the freezer. And I keep it in the freezer, so it, yeah, so it's going to be in there next to the Otter Pops.
No, not next to the Otter Pops.
Yeah, and then I got to take it back and just hand it to the lady at the front desk, I guess, is how they want it. She's like, just bring it back in and give it to the front desk. I go, oh, those poor people.
Oh,
here's my poo.
Crappy job.
Yeah. I might actually put it in the freezer next to the fudge sickles. That's where it should
be.
Oh, there you go.
And don't tell the kids' friends when they come over.
Cause some confusion.
Oh, my life. Would you like a promotion?
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, does it? Hold up.
Hold up.
Tell me more before I agree to it.
Well, I don't know. You'd get more money, a more prestigious title, but, you know, more work.
Yeah, I'm not a stranger to hard work, though. Like, I don't mind working hard.
Well, then you wouldn't fit into this story at all.
Oh.
Story here says Americans are turning down promotions due to burnout. People just don't want more work. They don't want to advance up the corporate ladder because they're just generally burnt out. They don't want a high-paying promotion. They just want to be where they are, and just keep gliding along, I guess. Even though they got burnout, that's weird to me. Well, anyway, they want to prioritize work-life balance over climbing the corporate ladder.
That's
a big
part
of it.
I think also just the inclusion of AI and how everybody's job, like everybody's worried about it affecting their job first. But I think that companies are saying, well, hey, if you don't want to do this, we'll just get a robot to do it. So, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that contributing to the burnout, I think, to where they're like, I don't want to have anything more, you know?
They say Americans are increasingly valuing mental health and well-being over a higher salary. Because at that higher salary, it comes, you know, you become a babysitter, too, of the people underneath you. And you just, I just don't have time
for that. More money, more problems.
Now, get this. Burned out Gen Zers. Gen Zers
are
already
burned out.
How
are they burned out
already? Yeah, I know. This is coming from the New York Post. They're claiming that Gen Zers and some millennials are so burned out in corporate America right now that they are taking mini retirements. They're looking to stop working for a while as part of an adult gap year or mini retirement.
We can
I can't
take a gap year? Wait.
How do you do that?
What?
Well, you stop working. And you move back in with your parents, I guess.
Like, I didn't know this was
this
possible.
This is new to me.
That seems to me like working backwards. or going, but right? Like,
yes, because you would take a year off and then you're basically going to be out of a job. Then you've got to start fresh somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the hashtag adult gap year is trending on TikTok and thousands of youngsters are ranting about corporate America and instead just diving full into like side hustle culture. So I guess if you're doing a side hustle, you're not fully retired. But yeah, this story does go on to say that a lot of them are just kind of moving back home to, you know, help at home and make your cash stretch a little bit further. But you know how far that puts you behind too for his like retirement and all that and saving and just keep working now and sock it away and then you can retire at like 55, you know, and then enjoy your later years maybe.
I don't know if that's going to be possible for this generation. I really don't. Everything's getting more and more expensive. I just saw a story that said like they looked at women specifically and it's 84% of women aren't comfortable with their current salary. They're saying that cost of living is outpacing what they're making and it makes them nervous. Yeah. So I don't know,
if just
that's
women.
Even,
I think it's everybody.
Well, that
right?
was just specifically like, pointed at women. That study specifically was women. But I don't know if it's going to be possible for people to retire at 55.
Well, it is. You just got to cut back your streaming services. You got to stop buying the latest iPhones. You don't need to wear designer clothes.
But
you don't need to drive a Mercedes.
You don't need all those things. But there's even ways just to do it. Cost of living in general, everything is increasing except people's pay.
Buy chicken, not beef.
I'm just saying.
Hey, with that being said, Katie needs a car.
Oh, yeah, are we saying this again?
Yeah, Katie needs a car. God. If anybody has a car for sale, hit up Katie.
Katie has a bike. Katie's fine. But
Katie's car went kaput out of nowhere, and
but
Katie needs a car.
Can we just point out, Katie just paid off her car,
that
and
too.
It decided to, boom, no mas. So, yeah.
Katie will take anything right now, even if you have a little school bus. If somebody has one of those little school buses, we want Katie to drive that around and put the Mix logo on the side.
I'll get my commercial driver's license.
Yeah, let's
I'm
make
not
that
above
happen. Well, if any of you are still listening after that last conversation, you should call in and try to play. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It's called Fast Five, and here's how it works. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I got a category for you. I'll toss you that category and start a really annoying 10-second timer. It's the worst because it'll freak you out. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? You're wide awake, ready to play, and you've never played before. Honestly, I like talking to some new people. 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, so you've asked for things like five famous dogs or five reasons you'd buy someone a present. I mean, you're really all over the place when it comes to what you ask for. Even Kia cars that start with the letter S. So you never know what you're going to ask, Jeremy.
Wow, I'm nutty.
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Would love to talk to you. And play Fast Five. Now, I will tell you, we've had an epic prize pack this week. So if you do win Fast Five, what are they getting?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Mumford & Sons. They're going to be at Folsom Field. But we also have a really great prize pack. This is a Bally's Casino prize pack. So you get $100 in slot play, $100 dining voucher, as well as Bally's swag and more, valued at $300. Jeremy, big prize today.
Big old thank you to that casino. They are proud partners of this here morning show, and they listen to us too, so shout out to Bally's. All right, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I will tell you that since school is out, it's probably a little easier to get in and play this game because it is jam-packed during the school year. So if you've never played it and you want to give it a shot, 303-691-1649. And Katie, say hi to Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
It's Katie. It says you're dropping your kids off. What do they have, like camp or summer school or what?
No, they're still in school until Friday.
Oh, no way. What school district?
It's Denver. They go to a private school down here in Denver.
Oh, well, fancy. You fancy.
Fancy.
All right. Well, very good. Get those kiddos off to school. Now, what do you do after you drop the kids off?
I am just stay-at-home mom, so I clean the house, get ready for summer. That's
right
about it.
Get it ready.
What's for dinner tonight?
I don't know what's for dinner tonight.
Come on, your mom on duty.
I know. That comes later.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Breakfast and lunch are first, right?
Sloppy
mom?
Joe's. Yeah. Sloppy Joe's and tots. Come on. It's the best.
Solid.
All right. I have a fast five for you. In 10 seconds, these characters have to be known for this. Give me five characters known for wearing glasses or sunglasses. Go.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, no!
Ah! Remember the Terminator when he's wearing those sunglasses?
Yes.
Oh, okay, the Terminator.
Peter Griffin, the cartoon, the dad,
Peter Griffin. Harry Potter wears glasses.
Oh,
Tom Cruise
nails.
And Top Gun, yeah. The dude. Katie, it was nice talking to you. You have a super dupes day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, Aaron, do you have chores today, too?
Oh, man.
Oh.
I do. But my sister's coming this weekend, so I got to clean the guest bedroom.
Oh, you better get it cleaned
up. Nothing gets you cleaning faster than company, huh, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We've got company coming all this weekend, starting Friday through Sunday, and it's going to be nonstop at our house. I was, like, painting trim in the house yesterday. I was touching up all the baseboards and everything.
That's
and...
when you clean the baseboards. Company comes.
Wow.
Yep.
That's dedication.
I know, right?
I am washing the pillows. That's dedication.
Oh, yeah.
Get the stank off. Them.
Not just the cases, the actual pillows, huh?
Yeah. Well, they get that smell.
They do. Yep. They get that big yellow stain on there, right? Because you sweat so much, Aaron.
Well, I think this is you.
my pillows are filthy.
I've heard about you, Jeremy, and the sweat.
I sweat the bed. I really do.
Sweaty Jer Bear.
All right. Did you hear about my stool sample, too?
Oh, gosh. Why he wants to tell everyone, I don't know, Aaron.
I'm going to post it. I'll do an Instagram video when I'm doing it.
Please don't.
Oh, you weren't trying to get out of work early, were you? No,
that's how you do it.
All right, Aaron. In 10 seconds, give me, you probably hear about these in movies and TV shows and books, but I need five fictional towns. Go.
Oh. Smallville.
Yes.
Metropolis.
Yes. Good.
Oh my gosh!
Come on.
I'm freezing.
Wasn't Hawkins, Indiana, from Stranger
Hawkins.
Things?
I just think of Springfield.
Springfield. Well, there's a lot of Springfields,
like
but
the
yeah,
one the
Simpsons.
Simpsons is made up.
Yeah, for the Simpsons.
And where do Fred and Barney live?
Oh, in
Bedrock.
Bedrock. That's right. Still a good try,
well, thanks,
Aaron.
Guys.
That was good.
Nice talking to you, Aaron.
Right.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
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 Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hey. You going to the park today?
Yeah, after I drop my daughter off at therapy, I'm taking my son to the park.
Oh, that's nice. Hey. Go play on the swing set. Are you, as a grown adult, do you still get on the swing set?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
You have to.
And get it up as high as you can go.
I get dizzy afterwards, though.
No,
I know.
Get in there, push a kid down out of the way, and just get on the swing, all right?
No.
And then go as high as you can, and then jump off and snap an ankle.
Oh, don't do
now.
That. No, when we're older, Dawn, it's not as fun.
Really not.
Lame. All right, Hi, kid.
Hi.
Are you into sports, Dawn?
I got
somewhat.
All right. Are you from Colorado?
No.
Well, it's a pretty famous team. In 10 seconds, give me a list of five different Denver Broncos quarterbacks. Go.
The only one I know is Peyton Manning.
A kid in the back.
I know. The kid's like,
sorry.
I feel like that kid is going, bo, Knicks.
I know. Like,
okay, yeah, that's good.
You ever heard of John Elway? John
Elway. I'm a Kansas City fan.
Oh, we got to let you go. Bye, Dawn. I hung up on her.
Sorry, Dawn.
I hung up on her.
Sorry. Go Broncos. Go Broncos.
Yeah, bye. We got to let you go now.
You can't give the Chiefs a shout out.
Ruben.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. You're taking your wife in for surgery today? Is everything okay?
Yeah, she just had a little ice skating incident and tore a tendon.
Oh, owie.
Was it a triple sow cow that she was doing?
She was attempting a quad.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
She sounds like she knows what she's doing.
Give her our love, all right, Ruben, and take good care of her.
Appreciate it.
All right, buddy, this one might be kind of easy, but I don't want you to say, like, La Quinta and Holiday Inn and Hilton, okay? You can't do all the generic ones, but let's travel to Las Vegas. Give me some of those designer hotels they got out there. I need five of them and go.
MGM, yep. Luxor, yep. Circus Circus.
Yep.
Come on. Paradise.
Did you say Caesar's Palace?
Oh, Caesar's, of course.
Dang it.
Nuts.
Oh, no.
Flamingo.
Well, that was fun.
Dude, you got really close. So thanks for trying, Ruben.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye, Ruben. Good luck to your wife.
Man,
so close. Man. Ruben was so close.
Oh, who do we got? Who we got? Paula. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Anything planned for the day?
Some yard work. Not much going on.
All right. Not too shabby. All right. So your letter is P, okay? Like a pirate. In 10 seconds, I need five words that start with that silent P. Go.
Phone book. Pfizer.
Pneumonia and psychic.
Oh no.
Psychiatrist.
Psycho.
Psycho.
That was a good one.
Leave Katie out of this, Paula.
Dang it.
Darn it. Oh, well.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Paula.
Man, are we going to get a winner today?
I hope so.
Jacob.
Hello.
Hello. Are these too hard today?
What was that?
Are these too hard today?
Some of them have been fair. Right. I got a good shot.
All right, buddy. What are you doing today?
I'm heading out to Loveland to check on one of our offices.
All right. You go check in on it, okay? Make sure it's doing okay.
That's my goal.
All right, good. Make that money. Okay, in 10 seconds, I need five Broncos quarterbacks. Go!
Bo Nix.
Yep.
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Jared Stidham.
Stidham.
John Elway.
Oh, you
Time's
got
up.
Four!
Dang.
Dang it, Jacob!
So close,
he did
Jacob.
A Tim Tebow in there.
Oh, man.
Tebow. Okay, Jacob, have a great day in Vail.
Thank you.
Okay, Jared. Bye. Bye. Who's been holding? We got to get a winner, for goodness sakes. Amber, will you hurry up and win this? I'm getting tired.
Absolutely. You just need to give me that Dodge one, and you should have let me come clean your house so you didn't have to do it.
Did Josh get your information?
You only got to do that stool sample because you were out with the super poops that Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I got it all down.
Well, you listen a lot.
Right?
Josh never gave me your information. Did you get info from him?
I absolutely did.
I'm going to have to go punch him right in the throat. Yeah, he never
Josh,
gave it to me.
You're in the doghouse.
All right. Well, hopefully he's got it somewhere. Okay, in 10 seconds, Amber, I need five. Nope, not five vehicles. I need five Broncos quarterbacks. Go!
Peyton Manning,
yep.
Tim Tebow,
yep.
John Elway.
Yep.
Crap, Bo Nix. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Time's up. Amber, go clean a house. See you later.
Bye, Amber.
Bye.
Her little giggle.
Isabel.
That's my favorite.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You going to work today? You making some money?
I am.
Good. Are you saving for anything right now? Anything big that you want?
I have some bachelorette trips coming up, so I gotta save for those.
Ooh.
Fancy. All right, good. All right, in 10 seconds, party girl, I need five Denver Broncos quarterbacks. Go!
John Elway, Tim Tebow, Bo Nix. Oh, man. Skinner.
Isabel, you have a great day. Thanks
bye,
for calling.
Thank
you.
Bye. This has proven to be a little harder than expected, huh?
Is it Clayson?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, Clayson. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Well, hello. Are you a first-timer?
Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard, matey.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having some fun with us.
Thank you.
You a sports fan?
Ish.
In 10 seconds, I need 5 Broncos quarterbacks. Go.
Oh, easy. I got Bo Nix, Tim Tebow, John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Jake Plummer.
Yes, Plummer.
She pulled out a Plummer.
Win.
Wow. Yes. Well, have you heard this segment before?
I have.
Do you know what happens when you
win? Play the winning win sound?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
That was so sweet.
First timer for the W. Hut. Well done, Clayson.
That was her
cue. Well, thank you guys so much.
Well, it was nice meeting you. You're so sweet.
Thanks. You guys are as well. I love listening to y'all.
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks,
Clayson. Do you work? What do you do for a living?
I'm a civil engineer.
Nice.
So
you're a smarty
pants. I'm going to work right now, actually.
That's what my sister does. You're smarty pants. So.
Thank you.
Well, we can't thank you enough for listening. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back and tell you how to get that prize, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Clayson. Have a good day. Look at that, Katie.
You know what?
Ninth time's a charm, right?
We made it happen.
We sure did. We'll play again tomorrow morning. We'll do Green Bay Packers quarterbacks.
No, we will not.
No. Okay, never mind.
Go Broncos.
7:30 every day with JKJ.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so we've been getting people signed up at mix100.com for our summer slice baby, where we are going out this summer and delivering some Bojo's pizzas to various businesses around town who like listening to us and Mix 100. You can sign up your business at mix100.com, and then we go on there and just kind of randomly pull people out and say, hey, we're coming to see you. And our latest poll was Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. So, congratulations. We pulled your name, and we're going to come see you out in Lakewood. Do you want to tell everybody where you work?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
I work at a veterinary hospital called Evolution Veterinary Specialists. We are a 24/7 facility. We are an ER. We also have specialty services. And this month, we actually just recently opened up our primary care practice.
Wow.
Woohoo. Yeah. So we love to see your furry friends, kitties and dogs.
Yeah. You're doing some good things for all the fur babies out there, aren't you?
Yes.
Well,
we're trying.
That's so sweet. Hey, listen, when we come by, can you make sure that there's some puppies on hand?
I know. Yes.
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. I'll get all of our star celebrities. Our VIDs, very important dogs.
Yeah.
I love the VIDs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you got like a pregnant mama dog there, we'll induce so we have puppies while we're there. Is that a thing?
That sounds great.
Can
I'm
we do
sure
that?
You guys are trained in that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. I got rubber gloves. I'll bring them with me and we'll have some fun.
Delivering puppies, perfect. No big deal.
All right, I'll go out and find one now.
Thank you. You're the best. Well, we are excited to see you. Now, Katie is extremely concerned that you work with a bunch of vegetarians. So do we need to bring vegetarian pizzas? She pulled this stat out of her butt, Olivia.
No,
she's
I
like,
did.
I don't know if you knew this, but a lot of vets are vegetarian.
They are. So I just wanted...
That's a very good point and very true. And yes, ma'am, we do have some vegans and vegetarians. So that would be amazing.
Thank you. Right. So a veggie pizza is
appreciated. It's all you're getting is veggie pizzas now. No meat for you.
Katie knows what's up.
Okay, right. Thank you. See,
I thought she was just making this stuff up.
It's not.
Apparently, she hangs out at a bunch of...
Veggie.
Yeah, apparently she hangs out at a bunch of vet clinics after work, and I didn't even know it.
They're good people.
I saw her the other day.
So weird. Well, listen, we are excited to come see you. You tell the crew to wear something fancy so we can get some pictures and some videos for our socials. And get those puppies in there.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, thank you guys so much for choosing us. We're very excited.
Oh, we are as well. I'm going to put you on hold, Olivia. Josh will come back and give you some details and make sure we got all your details. And we'll see you. I think we're going to come down tomorrow, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Olivia.
Oh, my gosh, Cher. Puppies and pizza. What could be
better? Love this. This makes me so happy. Okay, so if you're just tuning in and you're like, what the heck is going on? It's our summer slice, baby, where you get to sign up your business at mix100.com, and we might come see you this summer and bring you some pizza and just say, hey, thanks for listening to Mix. Yeah. And
what's
the morning show.
Then a pizza party to celebrate and just thank everyone for, you know, hanging out with us every morning.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Sign up right now, mix100.com, and click the slice baby link right there on the homepage. And good luck and happy eating from JKJ here at Mix. Picnics are stupid.
Oh. Why? Really?
Now into a song. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. No.
Okay.
Picnics are stupid.
I like food outside.
Yeah, they're stupid. Made me laugh at this story out this morning. 10 summer picnic foods that are growing in popularity. Oh, let me throw this in the trash immediately. No. I'll talk about it because there's a lot of ladies like Katie out there who love picnics.
Yeah.
Let's sit on a bumpy ground with ants and bugs and all of our food fall over.
How do you take something you do every day, like eat lunch, and make it more special? You put it all in a basket, you take it somewhere, and then you take it all out of the basket and you eat it. That's how you make it.
Go sit in a random field and eat your sandwich. That's what you do. Okay, so the new foods that you're supposed to be bringing on your stupid picnics. I'll go ahead and dive right in and give you the top three. I'll go 3, 2, 1. 3, breadsticks.
Okay.
This picnic just got a whole lot better. I see somebody brought breadsticks.
Elevated.
From breadsticks to flatbreads. Make up your mind.
That's a lot of carbs.
Make up, what kind of bread do you want? You want a stick or a flatbread? And then number one, olives.
Oh, I love a good olive.
Do you love a good olive?
Oh, stuff
especially it. Outside, right, Katie?
Yes. Thank you, Josh. You get it.
I love eating olives in a random field on the blanket.
You know what's better than a charcuterie board? One outside.
Yeah, where the birds are pooping on you and you got the UVs hitting you in the face.
And the ants.
Share your olives with the birds. Why not?
Like, so underneath that was hummus, chorizo.
Who's bringing chorizo to a
prosciutto, Spanish tortillas?
Oh, this is a rich person's
and
picnic.
Focaccia, another bread.
That's what this is.
It's a Highlands Ranch picnic
right
there.
It sure is.
Picnics are stupid.
Did you bring the focaccia?
Where's the fried chicken? What I want at my picnic.
Salami's on the list.
No, I don't want
salami, chorizo, and hummus.
Those are all meat rolls. I don't want a meatball.
This is just an outside charcuterie board. Yeah.
This is the best picnic ever. We have meat rolls and flatbreads.
The picnic game is weak. We need to change the food, but the actual act of picnicking, I'm a fan.
Is that a Spanish tortilla? This lunch just got a whole lot better.
All these elevate your picnic, that's what they're saying. These are good picnic foods.
Have some sparkling water with
it. I don't know if I agree with all of
Listen, I'm going to go back to my original statement. Are you ready? Let me turn down the music. Are you ready? Picnics are stupid.
Go ahead. Say it with your whole chest, Jared.
Stupid! Eat your olives at home like a normal person in your basement with the lights off and no shirt on. Never mind.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh has something going on in his life where an ex is trying to reach back out or something, but not directly through you?
No.
What's the deal?
I don't even know if I want to call this person an ex. I'm not going to say her real name, so I'm just going to call her Rachel.
Olga.
Olga. She looked like an
Olga. Let's go with Olga.
Olga it is.
All right.
I got to give a little bit of a backstory about this because we were not a couple. We went on dates. I'd say maybe 5 dates.
Did you smash?
Not important. In a couple of these dates, though.
Moving on.
Smash.
In a couple of these dates, though, it was like friends. All of my friends went out with her as an outing, okay? Like to a bar, and we all got drinks and everything like that. And I was like, hey, come meet my friends. We're all going to so-and-so. So she meets these people. We hang out. Everything's fine. Turns out this woman is, and I don't want to be a guy that says, like, oh, my ex is crazy. No. This woman is a pathological liar. She turned out she lied about her entire family life. She lied about where she lived. She lied about her actual name. So I'm now giving her a fake name. This woman was like on the FBI's most wanted list or something and trying to start a new life here. She said she lived in Golden. She didn't even live in Golden. She lived in like Commerce City, I've come to find out. So lie after lie after lie. I don't want this person in my life ever again.
Yeah.
When we finally called it quits, I was like, hey, I'm never going to reach out to you again. Never reach out to me again. It's totally fine. That was now
a
little bit over, like maybe around 2 years ago. Okay. So it's been a while now. That being said, just recently, she has now started texting the girlfriends of my group and being like, hey, like, we should get coffee. We should hang out. And I'm like, why are you inviting yourself back? And so those girls have come to text me and they're like, hey, do you remember this person? She
says that Olga?
She's a, yes. Do you remember Olga?
You guys smashed.
She says that you're a mutual friend and that that's how they met. They don't even remember this girl. It's been so long. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Don't respond. Don't reach out to this person. I'm like, why are you trying to claw back into my life here?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is so weird. She is a pathological liar. And I don't want to be the guy that says she's psycho, but she was crazy. She really was. And so I don't know what to do here because now my friends are like, well, hey, should we reach out? Should we, you know, be nice or whatever? And I'm like, no, 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 don't do that. And again, they're their own person, so they can do whatever they want, I guess. But that being said, it's such a weird thing. I've never had this happen to me, and I don't understand why she's doing it. If she's trying to get back in my life, where I'm in a relationship already, so I'm like, absolutely not. Or is she just trying, like, she might have literally burned every bridge in her entire life that she's trying to go back with my friends now and just like try to find people to be friends with. I want her out. I want her out. But my friends are saying, well, should we be nice and stuff like that? So there's the conundrum. I'm like, what do I do here? How do I stop them from bringing her into my life?
Yeah. Like, what do you do from there? Because, I mean, obviously, like you said, you are in a relationship now. You don't want this drama in your life.
Ugh,
like,
no.
But Olga's not reaching out to you. She's just going through just friending your friends, essentially.
Yeah,
I don't want
that
because that's the thing. Like, we still all hang out. We have a large group of friends that always do things, always hang out together. And so I'm like, I don't want to show up to, you know, Lucky Joe's bar or whatever that we're all going to, and she's there, especially
awesome.
If I'm with my girlfriend.
I love those awkward moments.
Oh, why?
And side note, Lucky Joe's bar is really good.
Yes.
God, I don't know. I guess you just start sending blanket group messages out to your friends saying, this is Olga. I'd like you all to meet Olga if you haven't met before. And she cray cray.
The weird thing is she's saying, like, she's talking like they're besties. Like, hey, it's been so long. Like, I want to reach. They showed me the text. Like, they sent me the screenshots. And then they're like, we don't even remember her. Like, it was so long ago. But that's why I'm like, oh, please. Like,
maybe this is a cry for help. Maybe she is, like,
maybe
changed.
That's what
she
I'm
is
saying.
Just looking for friends.
I don't want
maybe
that.
She's wholesome and normal now.
You could go look somewhere else.
Here's the thing. If somebody that I dated previously wanted to be friends with all of my homies, I would not like that. I would not like that. I'd try and put the stop to that immediately. But how do you do that? Do you
reach
out to them?
So I've tried to squash it, yeah.
What if they were already friends with your friends while you were dating? Like, they had already Instagrammed friend each other and everything, and then you broke up. Do you ask that person then to unfriend?
After meeting twice?
Friends?
After meeting twice.
Ooh, you might have to, I don't know, what is the protocol here with social media friendships?
Know.
Like, can you ask your friends to unfriend somebody? This is, like.
No, Olga.
No, Olga.
You can put a post on your Instagram that just has a picture of Olga with that circle and then the line through
the
her
line
face and just says, say no to Olga.
Yeah. Join me in my recent endeavor.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Yeah.
Olga's
got
to
go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Get this crazy out the door.
But I guess that's just my question. Is
That's nice off the top of your
head.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, for you
good.
To get that
right
off the top of your head. I don't know. It's just, should I essentially just ask my entire friend group to blacklist her? Or because I know women love new friends. Like, that's the thing, is they're all friendly.
Well, and it's hard to
no, they
find
do.
Friends.
That's
new
her
friends.
Thing. She,
I love
she
new
did,
friends.
My friend did not give me a definitive no. She's like, well, I mean, like, maybe coffee.
Well, maybe.
Your whole thing.
Why can you tell them not to be friends, though, then? They can be friends.
Can he do that,
I don't
though?
Like
yes,
that.
Be
they
friends.
Were my friends first.
Oh, no.
So what? They have their own friends.
Is it okay for Josh to tell them I don't want you to be friends with her because she's my crazy ex?
Got a little repeat Robert on the line. What's up, Robert?
How's it going?
Hey,
hi.
We're super dupes, buddy. So what's your advice for Josh?
So I think you can ask your friends to be like, hey, you know, this is an ex I fooled around with, so on and so forth. And be like, ultimately, I would not like her in the friend group, but then put the ball in their court to ultimately be like, yeah, we may not want to. Or if they do, great. At the end of the day, you get to choose whether you want to be around that group when she's there or not, and you can choose to be cordial if you want to.
Okay, so I can't just outright ask them. I mean, it's probably wrong to do that, correct? Just outright ask them not to associate with her?
Yeah, I mean, again, ultimately, put the ball in their court. If they want to friend her and, you know, bring her to the gatherings, then that's up to them. You have control over you and your girlfriend, and they have control over their lives. And it's you can say, hey, you know, I'd rather not. But ultimately, if they decide to, that's then the choice of, do you want to go to these gatherings, risking the chance of running into her?
Okay.
The thing is, that's now, good, like, before he goes out with any of these people, he has to ask, though, hey, is Olga going to be there? Like, every time. Because he could just pop in and she'll randomly be there. And then there's going to be all sorts of tension.
Irish goodbye and be like, oh, sorry, I forgot we had plans at a different location.
I forgot my chapstick in the car and then leave.
I must go.
Robert, we appreciate your advice, sir.
Thank you, man.
Very, very good. Here's Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hello. What's your advice for Joshy Boy?
So my advice is kind of similar. I would, you know, talk to them, talk to each individual that, you know, feed them the details of like what you told us. And I mean, even more so if there is more details and that sort of thing. And I mean, if you are going to compromise, because I understand that it's kind of an awkward state to kind of just demand something, because I mean, you know, obviously if it was sort of like a small, you know, 5-date situation, like you said, then, you know, it is kind of a smaller thing, but it's not like it was a crazy bad breakup or whatever else, which I think they would have to respect your wishes if you had, you know, a really, really, really bad breakup with her. But obviously she wasn't like a girlfriend. But if you're going to compromise, then I would say to be like, you know, be respectful of me and at least tell me who you've invited to like these gatherings and make me aware prior, because otherwise, you know, because that's keeping the ball in their court somewhat. And then you're not sounding like a control freak essentially.
Yeah,
no, that's good. And then also gives me a good chance to see like how good my friends actually are to me. I mean, if they really respect me and my boundaries, hopefully they would not invite her to do those things, correct? I mean,
And I think also them knowing that if she is going to show up, you won't be there.
Nope,
that's
going
to help, right? I mean, come on, they're going to be like, if you don't come to things and you're not part of our friend group, then they don't want that.
Listen,
so
what?
This is why, dude. I've told you for years, quit hooking up with all these randos.
Everybody's a random till you meet them.
Exactly.
This is what happens when you hook up with random Olgas. Like,
how else are you supposed to get yourself out there?
That's what happens when you're Josh.
There's a proper vetting process.
You make
you
crazy.
You talk for a little while before you know.
Okay, who does that anymore?
You
know.
Come on.
Listen,
Jeremy.
This is what happens when you don't.
Jeremy, talking is second base now.
I know, exactly. It's so different now. You ain't out here, homie. You don't know.
I don't know.
It's
don't
a wild, wild west.
I would have stopped short with being named Olga, first of all.
That would have been number one.
Sports!
Sports!
What's going on in the world of sports, Josh?
Well, the Broncos made some major headway yesterday after signing with CDOT an agreement that is allowing them to keep the 2031 projected date on time for their brand new building with that rooftop that retracts and looks all nice and pretty over the city. They really want to host a Super Bowl here, and I think with that, they're going to. So look for a lot of cool things happening in Denver in the next coming years. I do want to let you know this is important news. The Colorado Avalanche are hanging on to head coach Jared Bednar. There were talks after they had an earlier exit than anticipated in the playoffs that they would move on from him, and thankfully they're keeping him. And then a little really quick shout out to the Colorado Eagles. They're the AHL affiliate of the Colorado Avalanche. They're in the Western Conference final right now. They had a massive overtime win last night against the Chicago Wolves to keep their win streak alive. They're up in that series 2-1. Now I want to talk about some of the craziest news I've ever heard ever. Last night, a very dangerous throw at a youth baseball game, you guys, in Kansas City was made, all because of the head coach telling his son to throw at the dugout.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You people are nuts! Get him out of there!
You okay. People are nuts.
Hilarious soundbite right there.
Are you kidding me?
Anger. You people are nuts. But what happened was the head coach of this baseball team's son was the pitcher, and some altercation happened where he was not happy with the other team. But instead of being an adult and talking about it or even getting in a yelling match or anything, he decided to go tell his pitcher's son, hey, don't even throw at the batter. Throw full speed at the dugout. I have never experienced anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. The coach of that team got a lifetime ban from being a coach in youth sports, as well as the son got a 5-year suspension. So he won't even be a youth by the time that suspension's over. So his playing days are effectively done as well, which I kind of think that's probably deserved, right?
Yes,
you could seriously injure somebody throwing a ball into the dugout full speed.
And I hope it was worth it, because, that'll wrap up his career at least.
Yeah, what an idiot. Like father, like son, I guess. I don't know. But
that's youth sports. He'll still get a trophy.
You're right. Everybody wins.
Everybody's a winner.
Yay.
Well, let's talk about all the local stuff that's going on right now. Katie Cat, what you got?
Oh, we're going to get right into it, huh? Well, let's go Porch Party. Actually, it's Porch Fest. It is a pretty big deal. We're going to have it in the Baker neighborhood October 3rd. So the plan is they're going to block off several streets and host bands, local vendors, and an estimated 5,000 to 10,000 people. And so, they've got like 250 bands who have applied for this already, but it is essentially exactly what it sounds like. We've got bands up on people's porches on these stretches of street that have been blocked off, and it's just one big jam band sesh. Isn't that so
all right
fun?
With that?
I love that. You know who kind of started this? The All-American Rejects started kind of going around backyard to backyard, and they put out on their Facebook, like, hey, whoever wants us to play in their backyard will come to you and throw a party. And now it's kind of taken off, and I love that.
Yeah, and we have actually from Denver, Bradley Schwartz. He is a bass guitarist for a Denver band called 5 Minutes Out. So he played at Porch Fest in Atlanta. We can thank him for bringing it to Denver. He's organized
Thanks, Mr. Schwartz.
The whole thing. I know. Power
I see your
of the Schwartz.
Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yes. So, but that looks like fun. I love the outdoor kind of music festivals, and this looks like just a different variation.
We'll give you an opportunity to pull that couch out on the front porch and fall down and become a hillbilly.
Bring your camping chair. We're going to have fun the whole time.
No, you have to pull your actual couch out from your living room.
Oh, or your couch. Or recliner. Does a lazy boy work? Okay.
Nope, you got to pull a couch.
Got to have a couch. Okay. Well, you can have a Colorado ranch if you've got $66.5 million laying around. This one is up in the Vail Valley. It's Knapp Ranch, and it is Architectural Magazine's editor who's selling the Colorado ranch. Bud and Betsy Knapp is who own it now, but it's got like the main home and the cabins all along the property, which is great, but the big pull is the 284 acres of beautiful Colorado
Love
land.
That.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
I could get out there and do some gold panning.
I know. And when I win the lottery, this is what I'm buying.
Some beaver trapping and gold panning.
Just so you know. That's what the best
get some
beaver
furs.
Trapping in the business.
I do some beaver trapping and sell them at the market. Do some gold panning
some
like an old prospector.
Exactly.
Make some moonshine.
Or hike and bike and all that fun stuff too. But
I'd raise wild buffalo.
Yes. The gold panning.
How big's the house?
The house. I did there again. The house is not the big pull.
Well,
they're not really
for $60 million.
I know, but they're not really focusing on the house or the cabins.
You get like your own pond.
You get like a sauna.
This is for people who want land in Colorado. Like, let's be real. It's in the Vail Valley.
Does it have a pot filler above the stove?
This is the first time this property's ever been for sale.
Oh, the house is beautiful, dude.
Beautiful
Holy
house,
does it have a pot filler?
Holy cow! That's not what the story's about. It's
well, also I think it's because the Knapp. I think
I just
they
need
both
to know if
passed
it has
away.
A pot
That's
filler.
Why it's being
yes,
sold.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But again, he is like the Architectural Magazine. He's the reason it's as big as it is now. So
what's his name? Bud and Betsy's?
Bud and Betsy Knapp
have a pot
is who
filler.
Have who
You
has
know you've made it when
Colorado
you have a pot
ranch.
Filler.
I think this house has a pot filler.
Sure.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Do you
sure.
know what a pot filler is?
Nope.
No idea.
All right, you never,
no
I'm not,
idea.
I'm not going to tell you.
But
you
I bet they have
know.
One.
You'll never know. That's when you know you've made it.
You never know. But you know what you do know?
What?
You want this Taco Bell story real quick? Because we've got that cantina open at DIA. But you can expect those different food items that you get with the Taco Bell cantina. But don't get excited for that, what is it called, Twisted Freeze?
Sure.
All the alcoholic drinks that they have. That's what's special about Taco Bell cantina is they serve alcohol. Not at DIA, though. So don't expect that. I know. Get a little sad. Not until July.
Yo quiero alcohol.
Until they get their liquor license, then they'll start serving alcohol out at DIA at the Taco Bell Cantina.
Why wouldn't they get that before they open?
I know. Yeah, exactly. But you can still get the good food, so yeah. Go get it. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, guys.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Oh, man. Phone lines absolutely exploded, but Bella made it through. Bella, Ella, Ella. Hi, Bella.
Hey,
girl. Hey. What are you doing today, Bella?
Well, it's my daughter's birthday, so I'm getting some pancake mix from the store.
All right, yay. Birthday pancakes.
That's fat. Woo. How old is your daughter? What's her name?
She's turning 4. Her name is Margot. Oh,
little Margot.
Beautiful name.
Such a cute little name.
What's
for
the
baby.
Theme of her birthday this year? Does she have one?
We have a lot of June birthdays in our family, so we're eventually doing like a Hobbit theme party. Today, we're just going to like do a splash pad in the front yard and like take her to pizza and stuff.
No,
so.
I'm not mad at that.
That's one.
There you go.
I just got an idea for my birthday.
Splash pad, front yard.
Right.
So are you just mom on duty or do you work or what's your backstory?
I'm a teacher, so I'm on summer break. So right now, heyo.
Heyo. Pancakes and splash pads. What grade do you teach?
Middle school. I'm a weirdo.
Oh, gosh. That is a hard grade, too. That whole era of middle school is like, man.
Love it.
Yeah. My son just got out of middle school, and he loved every second of it, so... Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for
doing
that.
I love to hear positive experiences.
He went there for 3 years and he had all A's and one B.
Oh, good for him.
Wow.
He got his one B at the end of this year and he's like, really? My entire time, I now get one B. Oh, darn. What school? You want to give it a shout out?
I guess so. Shout out Thunder Ridge.
Yo,
Thunder
yeah. Good old Thunder Ridge. Good job.
Yes.
All right, okay. Bella, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules and she's a diva monster. Would you like
Ooh,
to say?
Katie, I'm so much more nervous than I should be for these questions.
Oh, you've got this. I mean, you handle middle schoolers, Bella.
Yeah.
This is going to be nothing.
Puberty.
Yeah. I mean, I know things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know what teachers say? Just try your best.
There's going to be a lot of questions about 6'7" and getting rizzy.
Ah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, Katie, get out of here.
All right, I'm out.
Get out of here.
I'm going.
Enough chit chat. All right, so Katie leaves the studio. She goes into a little booth where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in, Bella, Ella, Ella. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What was the name of Jack Sparrow's ship in Pirates of the Caribbean?
The Black Pearl.
All right, second question. Who was the first actor to portray Spider-Man in the early 2000s?
Tobey Maguire.
Did you say Chubby Maguire or Tobey?
No, Tobey.
I could have swore you said Chubby Maguire, which sounds like a jazz singer or something. All right, who is Elmo's best female friend?
Oh, who's a female in that world? Oh, my goodness. I should know this with a 4-year-old.
Right?
I can picture her. She's pink, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know her name. I'm going to say Big Bird because I don't know her name.
Big Bird. Would you like to say Chubby Maguire instead?
We'll say Chubby Maguire.
You want to say Chubby? I'm going to put it down. Chubby M. Okay. I finish this slogan. Red Bull gives you what?
Wings.
And I got one more product slogan for you. You can tell me the candy bars involved with this one. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. What were the 2 candy bars?
I've heard that before, but that's tied to candy? Ooh.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I'll say M&M's.
M&M. All right, let me wave Katie in. Get me here! Here she comes.
Okay, hi.
Welcome back.
Hi.
How was your adventure?
It was great.
All right. And let me mark Bella here on my sheet so I know. Okay, Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
What was the name of Jack Sparrow's ship in Pirates of the Caribbean? Or Caribbean? Is it Caribbean?
It doesn't matter. I haven't watched these movies at all. Like, I've never seen one.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
Sally, is it Sally Ship?
It's Sally Ship. Yes, actually.
Is
it's,
it really?
No. It's the Black Pearl, Bella.
Oh, man.
Bella got it.
Bella got it right? Okay, good job, Bella.
Suck it, Katie.
I've never... Okay.
Who was the first actor to portray Spider-Man in the early 2000s?
I know, it's Tobey Maguire, right, with the mask on the face upside
Bella
down.
Bella said
and the
Chubby Maguire. Oh. But she changed it to Toby. Oh. So she got that one right.
Chubby Maguire.
He's a jazz singer.
Oh.
Who is Elmo's best female friend?
That's Zoe, right? Oh, wait. Oh, is it Zoe or Abby? Who is he rolling with? Which one is
Abby.
It?
Don't look at
is
us.
It, I know. Oh.
We're not gonna
I
tell
think
you.
It's Abby now. They
is
say
it Abby?
I don't know,
okay.
Though.
Well, since Josh just said it,
you want
to go with
Abby?
No, you can go with whoever you want.
I'm going to go with Abby, but it might be Zoe. Okay, yeah.
Jeez. My bad. I thought it was Zoe.
Josh, shut up.
I thought it was Zoe.
Josh like, it's Abby.
Josh totally told me
it was
Zoe.
Abby.
My bad.
God.
Okay.
Sorry, Bella.
Bella said Chubby Maguire.
That one had me stumped.
That's good.
Katie, Red Bull gives you what?
Wings!
Bella, you said wings as well. And the final question, I need the two candy bars associated with this jingle. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Oh, it's a Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Yeah, right?
Almond Joy and Mounds, and I don't know. Bella, you didn't get it right. I don't even know what you said. Oh,
I love Almond Joy, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
It's old school. Looks like Katie got four. She would have had three, but Josh gave her the answer.
Yeah. Dude, she totally cheated on accident.
We can say three since
four.
I cheated.
It's fine. And Bella got three. Katie won. But I'm in a good mood, and Josh kind of did you dirty, so I'm going to give you the prize anyway.
Yay!
Yay! Bella!
Thank God.
Oh, good. It's your time off, too. Summers are free. You get to go see a movie. Yay.
Yeah, you're a busy mom, and you work with middle schoolers, and I'm in a damn good mood today, so I'm going to give you the prize anyway.
Aww.
Well, thank you. So sweet.
I love how this game has just turned into whether or not Jeremy's in a good mood or not.
I can dig it, though.
Yeah, that was fun. Bella, it was really nice meeting you. Thank you for calling in and having some fun with us.
Nice to meet you. Good luck with your son in high school.
Hey, thank you, Bella. Good luck next year with you. I'm going to put you
Bella.
On hold. We'll come back and tell you all about your prize.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hold on. Katie.
I loved her.
I love her, too. That's
that
why I gave
fun.
Her the prize.
Yeah.
We'll play again tomorrow morning, and we're going to put duct tape on Josh's mouth.
Yeah.
right around the 9 o'clock hour with JKJ here at Mix.